However, in spite of bitter aloes, ridicule, Sister Agatha, and Patty Switch, Maggie went on biting her nails. Her friendship with Teresa Annunzio was the joy of her life, the only thing that made school endurable. She sat through lessons, aching for playtime to come, so she could sit with her arm around Teresa's waist and Teresa's arm around hers under the big fir tree, talking, talking. There were tales about Teresa's extraordinary alien family, about her numerous dolls, and about her genuine willow pattern tea set. When Maggie saw the tea set, she was overcome. It had 108 pieces, tiny miniature cups and saucers and plates, a teapot and a sugar bowl and a milk jug and a cream jug, with wee knives and spoons and forks, just the right size for dolls to use. Teresa had innumerable toys. Besides being much younger than her nearest sister, she belonged to an Italian family, which meant she was passionately and openly loved, and indulged to the full extent of her father's monetary resources. Each child viewed the other with awe and envy, though Teresa never coveted Maggie's Calvinistic stoic upbringing. Instead, she pitied her. Not to be allowed to run to her mother with hugs and kisses? Poor Maggie! As for Maggie, she was incapable of equating Teresa's beaming, portly little mother with her own slender, unsmiling mother. So she never thought, "I wish Mum hugged and kissed me." What she did think was, "I wish Teresa's Mum hugged and kissed me." Though images of hugs and kisses were far less in her mind than images of the willow pattern tea set. So delicate, so thin and wafery, so beautiful. Oh, if only she had a willow pattern tea set and could give Agnes afternoon tea out of a deep blue and white cup in a deep blue and white saucer. During Friday benediction in the old church with its lovely, grotesque Maori carvings and Maori painted ceiling, Maggie knelt to pray for a willow pattern tea set of her very own. When Father Hayes held the monstrance aloft, the host peered dimly through the glass window in the middle of its gem-encrusted rays and blessed the bowed heads of the congregation. All save Maggie, that is, for she didn't even see the host.